It seems that Ezra Miller is at it again. For those of you who have been following, you will understand what I mean. For those of you who have not been following the adventures of this strange and deranged man, I'll give you a quick fill-in on here. I don't think you...
I'm mildly aware of what Ezra Miller has been doing.
You're mildly aware. Okay, yeah. So first of all, he, I think, has currently a restraining order against him from a family whose daughter he seemed to have been grooming, who he met at the age of 14. When she was 14, he was in his 20s at this point, at a protest, after which he started to become a little bit obsessed with her, brought her on set to Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and all these sorts of things, and eventually convinced her that she was trans. Now she hates her parents. After she quit university, she went to stay at his house for a little bit independently, which was all very strange, and he has since been told not to go near her. Understandably.
It's going a bit Woody Allen, really, isn't he?
A little bit Woody Allen, yes. And then there was also other such events. Honestly, his misadventures are more entertaining than the films that he actually stars in. He was in Hawaii and tried to beat up some random woman for singing a song from the star A Star Is Born that he didn't like.
He's also a feminist.
Yes, he's a feminist and he's also non-binary, but I'm not going to respect his pronouns because why would I? And then there's also the fact that he recently went to somebody's house, a friend of his, and got creepy with their 12-year-old child as well. And he was obviously high, wearing a bulletproof vest, hiding a gun, and then got very angry at them while they were playing a board game because he said, this board game is inspired by black culture. And a black man who was there went, are you sure about that? And he did not like being questioned.
He sounds like he's got mental health problems.
Absolutely. He's a complete psychopath, and he is at it again. Before I go any further, now that I've given you that quick catch-up there, I'd like to tell you all about this premium video that Connor and John did talking about the politics and philosophy of Studio Ghibli. Carl, I'm sure, is horrified that we now
have anime
content.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know what Studio Ghibli is.
Have you ever heard of the film Spirited Away?
No.
Oh. Howl's Moving Castle?
No.
Grave of the Fireflies?
No.
Well, they're a prestigious animation studio from Japan who make very touching and emotional films that have spectacular animation. And Connor and John decided to have a little natter about them and the philosophy and politics that underpins their films. And it's very good. The films are very good. You should check them out
as well. I've heard nothing but good things about this discussion as well. But
oh,
it's
sure
all
it's
like
fantastic.
Over my head because I don't know what any of this is.
Yes, but we have seemingly opened Pandora's box the comments are now calling
for more
content. But anyway, moving on. So this latest event that has happened was Ezra Miller has now been charged with burglary.
Why not?
Because why not? Why not?
You're only
that?
A child grooming, woman beating psychopath.
And could
you may as well break in someone's house.
Could you have guessed that from a picture such as that we see there? Could you have imagined that this person might be inclined to misdeeds?
Do we need to call him a person? We could call him just a Democrat voter.
He is definitely one of those. I think he did actually say that he's no longer human. As well, remembering he said in an interview he no longer considers himself human in some
weird
kind of sex alien.
The meme magic just lines up, doesn't it?
It really does. But so, this is
known
such a
Democrat voter Ezra Miller is charged with burglary. Go on.
It is a very strange story here as well. So he's been charged with burglary for allegedly breaking into a home in the state of Vermont and stealing bottles of alcohol. This from a man.
How can he not afford beer?
This from a man who starred in the Justice League film, both versions. So I assume he got paid for his time for whatever reshoots he did on the Zack Snyder version as well. He decides he needs to steal some alcohol from some rando's house. So according to a police report, officials were alerted to a break-in on the 1st of May in the town of Stamford. Surveillance video led them to suspect the actor. So you get back from home, from work or something, and you check your security cameras because you notice that there's a few bottles of beer missing.
And Ezra Miller is
Ezra
breaking
Miller,
into a house.
Of all people. Yes. And
does he think that he's above the law or something?
Well, given that he doesn't consider himself human, human laws wouldn't therefore apply to him. So in a sense, perhaps. And it just goes over a little bit extra. So he's facing charges of assault in Hawaii and allegations of abuse from several women. He also ran a weird sex cult in Iceland while he was staying in Reykjavik for a little bit. Very strange person. Oh, did you see the footage of him being arrested in Hawaii, by the way?
No.
He screamed at the police officers for not using they-them pronouns and said that he was going to sue them for it after he tried to assault a woman.
Brilliant.
Are we surprised that gender ideologues are assaulting women in public? No.
I, Ezra Miller, am not bound by your human laws and do not recognise the legitimacy of your human courts.
Pretty much, I expect that that's what he'll say when he gets up on the stand.
If he doesn't say that, I'm going to be disappointed.
I'm going to be very... If there is a trial of Ezra Miller, this is one we definitely need broadcasting on YouTube. I would love to see that. But the Vermont State Police said there was no one at home when the house was broken into. As a result of the investigation that included surveillance videos and statements, probable cause was found to charge Ezra M. Miller with the offence of felony burglary in an unoccupied dwelling. The Justice League actor was ordered to appear in court to face the charge on the 26th of September. We'll see if he shows up. The alleged burglary is just the latest in a string of incidents involving the 29-year-old actor. So he was arrested in Hawaii for throwing a chair, which then hit a 26-year-old woman in the forehead. Just 2 weeks earlier, he was charged with harassment and disorderly conduct at a karaoke bar in Hawaii as well. And he had grabbed a microphone from a woman singing and lunged at a man playing darts after becoming aggravated by a rendition of Shallow from the film A Star Is Born. Very strange behaviour, but I just wanted a little update on the behaviour of Ezra Miller, and then we can go, we can transition from that into a little bit more discussion of some more of the recent media goings on. As we have come to expect at this point, now we have classic British folklore, Robin Hood, being turned into a black Gen Zer.
I'm going to do a deep dive of this on loadseekers.com. Next week. I'm preparing the document for it at the moment. Because there's a lot to talk about here and we're not going to be able to cover it in this video.
Oh, of course not. That's fantastic. But there is one thing, which is this is obvious cultural appropriation, if you wanted to use that term.
Not cultural colonization.
Oh, colonization is absolutely the better term for it. You're correct. So everything, as we know, is going very woke right now. All of the major properties that you love are going woke. I feel constantly like I'm in the like I'm standing to the side of Mike and Rich on Red Letter Media from that classic clip. How does it feel to see all of your favorite franchises crash and burn?
Just great.
Feels great. But it seems that there are some positive things coming out eventually. As much as we do criticize them, rightfully so, for taking The Lord of the Rings, Tolkien's masterwork, and culturally colonizing it, Amazon, shockingly enough, do seem to be pretty good when it comes to adapting espionage, thrillers, and other kinds of properties, because one of the greatest successes that they've seen recently has been this, The Terminal List, which I, while I was on holiday for a week, had the pleasure of actually watching.
I take it that Gen Zers don't watch this.
They don't like it. If they do, that's for absolute sure. They really don't like it because, one, it stars Chris Pratt, who has some vague and tangential alignment to the right wing.
Chris Pratt, who's not openly woke, therefore he's a conservative.
And is also Christian, which is even absolutely even worse. But as with everything that we see on Rotten Tomatoes, you can get a nice picture of how good something is by contrasting the ratio of critic score to audience score.
To be honest with you, the critic score is almost universally worthless. Just look at the audience score.
No, I'd say it has one one great use, which
When a film's not woke, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. If it's a low critic score, then it's something worth watching, almost universally. And the Terminal List, I can understand why they don't like it, because it's not just not woke. I would go as far as to say that in terms of the themes and characters, it does actually seem to me to be actively right-wing.
Okay, great.
Understandably so. And you can tell that it is, because the author of the book that it's based on, Jack Carr, appears semi-regularly on Tucker Carlson.
Oh, does he?
If we go to the next one. So he's appeared on Tucker Carlson quite a few times, and he's an ex-Navy SEAL. He wrote the books that it's based on, and he does seem pretty based. He's gone around and said many times over recently that this was not made for the critics, it was made for the men in the arena, because it saw it as a show. It's very, very technically proficient. It shows very good to a layman. It seems to depict the tactics and skills that these people have in the Navy SEALs.
I mean, if he's done it firsthand, he must know what they
accuracy.
Do.
It even has one of the greatest things that you ever see in American media like this, which is someone exercising trigger discipline.
Oh, good.
You never actually see that anymore. But not only all of that, it also has government in collusion with corporations to screw over the little guy. illegal government testing of certain drugs, which when confronted over it, a government official simply responds, "I was just following the science." Which is very interesting, and I'm not going to say exactly what that might be alluding to or parallel to.
No, but, well, fair enough.
But, and it also, of course, has a white family in it, which is depicted positively.
Disgusting.
I know. Well, once even more so, the family as a unit is depicted in a positive light as well.
I can see why Gen Z are like, not for us.
They desperately don't want that. This child thinks that they're a girl and is also a biological girl. This is, something's wrong here.
Sorry for any Gen Zers who are watching, we're just teasing.
Yeah, but we know that you know Gen Z's watching this right now, that your generation is completely effed. And we know that you see it as well. And we're sorry that you have to be part of... I'm a millennial, so, you know, I'm not particularly proud of the generation I came from either.
Yeah, your generation did it to them.
Yes, exactly.
My generation just stood back and watched.
You were the guys watching somebody get bullied on the playground who didn't step in.
Not me, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Throw your hands in the air.
Yeah.
But amusingly, Chris Pratt and Jack Carr have also been trolling the critics recently by just bragging about how popular the show has become. Two men spoke to the series' popularity on August 7th in response to a headline declaration from the Daily Mail that the new Yellowstone, Chris Pratt's new Navy thriller, The Terminalist, defies woke critics' scathing reviews to shoot up ratings chart with 1.6 billion minutes of streams, which I assume is a good sign.
Yeah, I assume that's a lot. I have no idea how many millions or billions of minutes you're supposed to have, but a billion sounds like a lot, so
I hope
it must
we've
be good.
Got billions of minutes in the bag.
I have no idea.
Who knows, but hopefully. And if we don't, you should be pumping those numbers up out there, viewers. Offering their thoughts via their respective Instagram stories, Pratt first shared a screenshot of the headline by himself, followed by an image of Dr. Evil from Austin Powers saying 1.6 billion minutes.
Great.
Congrats on the success, guys. Then Carr spoke about it with Tucker Carlson, who said, "I've got a couple of examples here of woke critics going mad at it, particularly the Daily Beast, who titled their review, 'The Terminalist is an unhinged right-wing revenge fantasy.'" I mean, this is a fantastic sales pitch.
Good.
Yeah. "But I think it may be because the protagonist is competent with weapons and tactics. He's strong and he holds those in power accountable. And that could be unsettling for some, particularly some maybe senior members of the military who have failed upwards over the past 20 years.
What, like General Milley?
Perhaps. It seems that he's...
Oh, no. What was the admiral? The transgender admiral?
Oh, I know the one you're on about. Didn't they send...
I can't remember the name. Is it Rachel Levine?
Yeah, Rachel Levine. Yeah. That's the one. They sent that person and somebody else to go and speak with France, didn't they? Which must just come across as a massive insult, although insulting French...
Maybe not in France, but like send them over to Saudi Arabia and see how it goes there.
And he carries on saying, "They go on to write there is some serious danger to the Terminalist pandering to the red state viewers with routine references to beer, guns, country music and hunting. The Daily Beast does not like these things, and it does not sound like they have much fun over there."
Well,
pretty true. Pretty based, and we've seen the cope from this sort of thing because Chris Pratt doesn't seem to be able to go a week or two without Gen Z and people on Twitter and leftist ideologues going absolutely crazy about him for no particular reason. Simply for sharing this Daily Mail headline on his Instagram story, we had tweets like this from Anna F. the Second Amendment Fragmin, which the name says it all, really.
"I can't believe she didn't like this movie about guns."
Well, someone using guns for righteous justice.
Yeah.
"Chris Pratt now linking articles from the effing Daily Mail that scream about woke critics. So I hope we can, once and for all, quit pretending he's not a bigoted garbage human."
Welcome to the club, Chris.
Yes. If you'd like to come for a guest spot on the podcast, we'd be happy to take you.
We'd love to have you, yeah.
"Yeah, he always was, and some of us knew that you can judge a Christian by the church they go to."
Ah, yeah, Christians. They're the most garbage of garbage humans, aren't they?
No morals whatsoever. And the next one, and to these people I can only say cope and seethe and mold, continue. "Yeah. When I hear woke as an insult when it's the opposite of asleep at the wheel, I know that person is a waste of my time because they're ignorant, probably racist, almost always white, out of touch, and very culty."
Okay.
They're the culty ones, aren't they? Yes. Yeah. Chris Pratt can pee off. And
doesn't know who you are, dude.
And because of this, I've seen people actively comparing Ezra Miller and Chris Pratt together, saying that Chris Pratt not being woke and being a Christian is the same as Ezra being an obvious drug-addled, child-grooming psychopath. and that they will both tank series that they're attached to. And, you know, Ezra Miller, I can understand. I wouldn't go and see The Flash, not with someone like him at the helm of it. Not
who'd be interested in a Marvel movie in 2022 anyway.
Yes, but Chris Pratt does seem to have the evidence on his side when they have 1.6 billion minutes of view time on there. So continue molding leftists, and as much as you desperately want to people to accept woke claptrap, people will still fight back by just not watching and watching stuff that actually appeals to them. Thanks for watching this segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters. If you enjoyed that and want more, you can subscribe on our website and become a premium member, where you can access our premium content and all the other content we do as well, like this recent article that I wrote, My Run-In with Cancel Culture. If you would like to follow me on social media, you can do so on Getter at Harry Lotus Eater. Thank you and goodbye.